Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Alive and Well podcast. I'm a pastor at Awaken Church in Rome, New York, and these short messages are the summary of my sermons each week. It's my hope and prayer that today you find inspiration in something you hear, only so that you can live out your life as a fully devoted follower of Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit. So today I want to take you to one of the most sacred and dramatic places in all of Scripture. It is the Mount of Olives. Yeah, it's a place of horror, but yet a place of hope. It's where Jesus wept, where he was betrayed, where he ascended into heaven, and where he will return again in glory. So come on, let's dive in. This mountain stands just east of Jerusalem, lined with olive trees, some over 2,000 years old. For centuries, people have looked to this mountain not just as geography, but as prophecy in motion. Before the agony of Gethsemane, Jesus paused here and he delivered what we call the Olivet Discourse that's found in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. And while theologians have long debated this timeline of end time events, Jesus' main message was crystal clear: be prepared, be ready, for I'm coming back. He warned of deception, division, disasters, and tribulation. He spoke of famines and earthquakes, of hatred even within the church, and of false messiahs performing signs to lead people astray. But he also promised that the gospel will be preached in all the world, and then the end will come. See, Jesus referenced something called the abomination of desolation, drawing from the prophet Daniel. Now, history has seen this fulfilled in part through Antiochus Epiphanes, through the Roman siege in AD 70. But Jesus also pointed forward. Future prophecy tells us that there will again be a time of great tribulation, yet even that dark chapter is a part of God's unfolding plan, his plan of redemption. And so Jesus says something that shakes all of us, or should shake us to the core. Just as lightning flashes from the east to the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. His return will not be hidden. It will not be quiet. Every eye will see him. And he will come with power, dunamis power, and with glory, doxa, which means perfect and blameless, undeniable glory. And in that moment, the trumpet will sound and the angels will gather his people, and everything that once stood against God will fall before him. And Jesus tells us to watch the fig tree, because that is the symbol of Israel, and to pay attention to the signs of the times. Let's not predict a date, but let's posture our hearts. So here's the question. Are you ready? Not just for what happens in the world, but for what happens in your soul. Are you living prepared? Are you living faithful? Are you holding on to the hope that Jesus is coming again? Let me leave you with this. The signs are clear. The season is near. But the question remains, how will you respond? Stay watchful, stay faithful, and live every day like the King is coming, because he is. Hey, I hope that you found something today that inspired your heart and your faith in Christ. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe, leave a comment, let others know about this. But God loves you. And if you are looking for a church, come on, visit us at Awaken Church. You can find us out at awakenrome.com for more information. Or better yet, just visit us on a Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Remember, live like you're blessed and covered by God's favor today. Thanks for listening.